Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the time that the Erickson's have shared in the ministry here. We thank you for the witness they have been to this congregation. We pray, Lord, that they will continue to be strong and courageous as they now go into a new journey in their life, but continuing to serve you in the ministry that you have called them to be a part of. May your word this day be a guide and a light upon their path and upon their way. In Jesus' name, amen. Kyle and Angela and family, the words I chose are words that I have found meaningful throughout my ministry. They're simple words to Joshua in chapter 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In the LCMS, we have a call process for pastors and teachers and other church workers in the parish. Trinity right now is working through that as they prepare to call a pastor to lead them. And when we go through these times, the focus is on bringing one to the staff who will be a part of our ministry here. The call involves considering strengths and weaknesses of every candidate because they all have them. It involves praying that the Holy Spirit would guide the church to call that candidate. And when that happens, the candidate now must seek guidance through prayer, considering their present call with the one that they have now received. It involves asking God to lead them to the place where they feel God wants them to serve. It is about where they feel that God can use them at this time in their ministry. 8 years ago, Kyle and your family came to Trinity believing God could use you here in the challenges of this school and this congregation. You, as lead teacher, as principal, were blessed, and we were blessed by his presence. But we also got the bonus because of his wife, Angela. Both servant hearts. Trinity was also blessed by having this family grow in our midst. And it's neat to see that on the cover where they were when they came here and look at where they are now. Three of them have been confirmed in this congregation. We all have wonderful memories, and you, as you leave, will have wonderful memories. When any of us go to a synodical school and begin to think about ministry, they realize that God has a plan for our future and God had a plan for the two of you. In the 3 years I have been privileged to know this family, I have witnessed the team spirit leading Kyle and Angela. I would suspect that when they married, they had to consider where God was leading them together and that they would be a team together. Trinity has been blessed by that witness. That's why I chose this text from Joshua, as God now was going to take Joshua and lead him to a new place. He had been a part of those 40 years in the wilderness, and then we hear God saying to him, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What is interesting is we need to consider the context of where this is said to Joshua. As the book of Deuteronomy closes, we see how God cares for another one of his servants, Moses, as he takes him up to that mountain, shows him the promised land, and gives us this beautiful picture of how God cared for his servant, Moses. Then we immediately go to the book of Joshua, where there, after having taken care of Moses, he now says to Joshua, "It's time for us to move on. Moses is dead." You see, God had a plan for his people. God had a plan for Joshua. And God says to him, "Be strong, courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed." Joshua had no idea what the future was holding for him, but Joshua trusted God as they entered the promised land. Kyle, as you had the opportunity with this call, and you have accepted a call, with it goes the unknown. You can envision how God might use you in this ministry, but there's also the tension of, as we have talked some in the last few weeks, that there's also these feelings for what you're leaving behind. For the two of you have given a lot to this ministry. As this day drew closer, accepting the call almost 6 months ago, you have been gathering the memories of your time in the midst of these, the people. And you can see how you've touched their lives by so many being here today. The children of Israel had just experienced 40 years in the wilderness. Moses had always been there with them. Now, it was time to move on. Joshua was chosen by God to lead them in the promised land. And he tells him, "Be strong and courageous." As Joshua took over the reins of leading God's people, he knew one thing: God was there with him. And then, as Paul Harvey used to say, "And now for the rest of the story, which is written throughout the whole Old Testament." We know it because Joshua knew that God was always there for him. And what I've witnessed in your presence is that you also, as you begin a new chapter in your lives, know that God is leading you. Just as he led you to be here for 8 years. You will have new experiences, but I have no doubt, having the privilege of working with the two of you, you will be strong witnesses to God's love. You have always been led by that relationship you have to your Lord and Savior. You will be led by what Christ has accomplished for you. You know that you're not perfect. And you know that sometimes you wish you could have done something another way, but it didn't. And that's when we rely on our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I say to you, be strong, be courageous as you enter a new chapter in your life. You felt God was leading you to make the decision to accept the call to Marysville. I know, Kyle, Angela, that you will be strong and courageous. Today is a bittersweet day for all of us. It is a sending off, but it is not the end of the story. This congregation has been strengthened by your presence. You have shown a commitment, are working together with so many different people, and you have accepted that responsibility and done it well. And now you're going to do the same once again. And God has a plan for you. Be strong and courageous is a meaningful phrase, and yet the ultimate is that we understand what God has already done for us and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When He came into the world, becoming one with us, He knew why He was coming into our world, and He fixed His eyes on the cross, enduring its shame, so that each of us may live a life of faith. And even in those final hours, in the upper room, in the garden, before the Sanhedrin, before Pilate, He was strong and courageous. He came and accomplished what He was sent to do. Our Heavenly Father had a plan. And when He created the world, He had a plan when He placed us in that creation. And each of us needs to realize that we are loved by that God through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you guys entered into the ministry, you were called to feed My sheep. Being in the presence of children, I think, is a gift. And you get to experience that every day you serve. This is your second move now. And it never gets easier. And yet God has led you to be effective witnesses where you were before, here, and I am sure when you move to Marysville. You and I, we've had some time to talk in the last few weeks. I've heard some of your memories. In my last devotion with the staff, I asked them to share some meaningful thing from the year. Stories were shared of God at work through the Holy Spirit during this last year. I know that you have been reflecting on your 8 years in our midst. If you were to look around this chancel right now, you would see faces that will bring stories or memories to your mind. In ministry, you know, there's a movie title that sort of says it all. There is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you don't get around any of them. You just have to deal with them. Through the journey of life, God leads us to understand that struggles are an important part of our growth, especially when we serve others. There are those aha moments when administering to someone, you realize, aha, that's why I went through that struggle at that particular time. So that it gave you insights in how in this situation to be a mentor or a healer. In our morning devotions yesterday, there was this thought from Portals of Prayer. He was talking about God's plan and how He had used various ones. And this is what he wrote. As important as it was for John to have prepared the way for the Lord, he's talking about John the Baptist, it's also important for us to see John as an example of a person who had an awesome faith. In John's work of preparing the way for our Lord Jesus, he dedicated himself to a life that was all about faith and pointing to the promised one. As a church worker, as a fellow servant, that is always what we need to do. And you have shared your faith. You have been a witness in this ministry here. This congregation gives thanks to God for your presence, for your faith, for your witness, for your guidance throughout your time here. Kyle, Angela, Annalisa, David, Sophia, Lucy, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being a part of the ministry here at Trinity. We love you. We thank you. And now, go and let your light shine in your new surroundings. And never forget, as you have it here, you are His servants. And you have shared well your faith. Thank you for your serving hearts. Go with the memories of this place. Go to build new memories. As you make your move, you enter a new chapter. May the Holy Spirit continue to shine in your lives. May they know, just as we have known, your love, your commitment, that you have given time and time again. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be dismayed. The Lord our God goes with you as a family and as fellow servants. We love you.